From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
An Aussie TV star has been charged with assault, and fans fear Rafael Nadal's career may soon be over. There's some of the things coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Thursday, the 18th of April, and we'll be back in just a moment. We'll start in Sydney. A Pakistani security guard who was wounded in the Bondi attack is hoping the PM will grant him citizenship. The man, who was stabbed by Joel Couchy, is in the country on a graduate visa which runs out in a month. He wants a similar deal offered to the French national known as Bollard Man, who the PM singled out in a press conference the other day.
I say this to Damien Guerra, who is dealing with his visa applications, that you are welcome here, you are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen.
Still in Sydney, a teenager has been arrested and charged over the violent riot that broke out after that bishop was stabbed in a church on Monday night. The 19-year-old has been charged with riot, affray, and destroying or damaging property during public disorder. More arrests are expected after numerous police officers were injured and more than 40 police cars were damaged during the melee. Moving on, it's been revealed that Australia has the second strongest overall budget balance out of all the G20 nations. Go us! This is according to the IMF's latest fiscal monitor. The only country ahead of us is Canada. Look out, Canada, we're coming for you. To celebrity news now, a former Home and Away star is behind bars on assault charges. Orpheus Pledger, who played Mason Morgan in the soap, has been in custody since March 27 after being refused bail. He'll be back in court later this month. Now, speaking of Home and Away, former AFL star Ben Cousins has revealed that it's his favourite TV show. Here's what he said on Channel 7 last night.
When I was locked up, I did not miss an episode.
There you go. Would not have expected that. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, Rafael Nadal has been knocked out of his comeback tournament in just the second round. He got absolutely smashed by Aussie Alex de Minaur in the Barcelona Open, losing 7-5, 6-1. Nadal was back on court this week after 3 months on the sidelines. He is hoping to play in the French Open in May, but fans fear he may soon be forced to retire from the game due to persistent injuries. He received a standing ovation as he left the court in Barcelona after his loss.
De Minaur leads the applause and Barcelona stands, rises to acclaim the great champion of this court.
And finally, Cristiano Ronaldo has had a big win in court after he sued the football club Juventus for unpaid wages. He played for the club back in the 2020-21 season and argued that he didn't get all the money he was promised. The Court of Arbitration agreed, ordering the club to pay him $16 million. Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.